Well, it is day three of the NFL draft, and the Eagles are on the clock. But before they make the first selection of the fourth round at noon, we bring in General Manager Howie Roseman here on Eagles Draft Live. And Howie, first, before we talk about, because I know you're going to tell us who you're going to pick here in a few minutes, let's talk about what you've done the first 2 days. The first day, it was a day for the defense, as well as setting up some moves for the future. On Friday night, it was a move for the offense. Let's talk about Friday night and Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff and what they bring to the offense.
You know, Dave, it's a wonderful thing having the first pick in a round and not being the worst team in football.
right.
You know, that's getting it.
Did it make you sleep better last night, or did it make you have all these different ideas?
Well, I've always talked about wanting to have the first pick and getting all the calls and seeing how it works, because it's never happened before. So it's going to be fun just kind of knowing that. And when there were four picks last night, we're going, hey, we're four picks away.
Right.
Don't get
that's
sleep
kinda
on
cool.
it. So it's kind of cool. In terms of what we did last night, really getting the opportunity to get Jordan Matthews. And when we were in the second round, we had two guys targeted. One of them went, and we had them side by side, and we were really excited to get both of them, different kind of players. But with Jordan, you're talking about a guy 6'3", he's 217 pounds, all-time leading receiver in the SEC. I mean, think about that. Think of all the receivers that have been in the SEC,
right,
and he's the all-time leading receiver
without
in the SEC.
Without a great quarterback situation.
Everyone knew the ball was going to him.
Yeah.
Every defense he played, pretty good defense in the SEC, they knew the ball was going to him. He's got the biggest hands in the draft. He's got ball skills. He can make contested catches. He can play inside or out. He's tough. He's smart. I mean, really excited just for his fit and what we do. Again, we need to find guys that fit us, you know, and what we're looking for. So Jordan Matthews, very easy pick. Wanted him. We're going to make sure that we went and got him. Then we talk about Josh Huff. And I know Coach said this at his press conference. It's kind of funny because when you talk about Oregon players, he kind of defers to us. And then he weighs in after we talk about him. So if we don't like him, we never bring him up again. But Josh Huff, to me, I kept bugging on him about Josh, and just because when you look at him, he's big, he's explosive, he can play inside or out, he can play special teams, he's returned kickoffs. You know, this, as a scouting staff, as a personnel staff, was one of our sleepers, and we were really excited to get him, and we knew it was a really good receiver draft, but he was one of the guys that we had targeted. And again, when you look at the receiver board, it's got to be the right fit for us. And that's kind of how we stack the players in this draft. And we're looking for certain things from our receivers that maybe other teams aren't looking for. And Josh checks off all those boxes.
Share with us, what are you looking for from receivers? I'm not sure that we kind of know the difference between one receiver and another receiver.
Well, I think one of the things that we're looking for that maybe not everyone else is the blocking component of it. And knowing that if you're not going to be a starter and you're going to be a role player, which you're going to play a lot of snaps in this offense, that you're good on special teams. You're able to contribute, because we want to upgrade our special teams as well. Now, the first thing they got to do is be able to play from a positional standpoint. So when you look at Josh, what excites me is how much upside he's got. When you watch him, he's got the ability to separate. I mean, he can do that off of one-on-one coverage. And we get a lot of man coverage. You know, we get a lot of one-on-one press coverage, and we know that. So we need guys who can do one of two things. Either they have the size to make contested catches, or they have the ability to separate. And I think when you look at Jordan, he's got the size to make contested catches. And I think when you look at Josh, he's got the ability to separate.
I envision, Howie, and tell me if this is important with the coaching staff, with the offense, to use kind of a hockey parallel, players coming over the boards in waves and just wearing down defenses at the wide receiver position. And I think it seemed really important, obviously it was, to add depth, speed, youth, versatility at those positions.
Yeah, and the reality of it is we did not want to force it. We really didn't, but we did think that the draft had really good receivers. When we looked at our board, it was just obvious to us that there were going to be times in the draft that we were going to take one. But in terms of Jordan, we went up and got him. In terms of Josh, we were just really excited to pick him. You know, he was just a guy that we wanted. We didn't want to see him come off the board. A couple of receivers came off after him. And at this point, you take who you want, and you're confident in your evaluations, and that's who we were. And we got a lot of work to do today. We're excited about how the board kind of shapes up. We got four picks and then a bunch of free agents we signed, so we're not even close to done.
Howie, you had seen Marcus, scouted him. You had interviewed him. You had done all the things. Now, on Friday, he comes to the NovaCare Complex, and for the first time, you see him as your own.
Right.
So kind of a different perspective for you. Did he? What was it like for you?
Well, I'll give you a funny story, Dave. You know, I was in the locker room changing, and one of our coaches came in, and he never met Marcus before. He wasn't here. He was actually on a scouting trip when Marcus came in to visit, and he goes, "That outside linebacker has the longest arms I've ever seen in my life." And so when you hear something like that, I mean, he's explosive, he's athletic, he's a great kid, he wants to get better, and he's got traits. And so you're excited to get a guy like that. I think you saw last night the pass rushers go.
Yeah.
I mean, the pass rushers, the offensive linemen, they go. You know, you're never going to find those guys. They go early. I mean, we were sitting there last night, and the offensive linemen, it was like one after another, our board wiped clean. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what happens. If you want one, you better take them early, and we know that, and we're excited to get him here.
Where is the draft strong today?
Well, when we look at our board, I think there's an opportunity on both sides of the ball, but I think that we'll get an opportunity to add some players on defense here. I think that it won't be because we've gone offense. I just think as we look at our board, I think that will come off, and we're excited to see what will happen with that first pick. You know, it's exciting for us to have the first pick.
Do you anticipate between now and then a lot of teams calling and try to get up? Good. I mean, I know you're not adverse to moving if the price is right.
Dave Young, I'm going to take this opportunity to advertise. We're open for business. Okay. The first pick in the fourth round. You know, we're excited about that and getting some calls.
Hear ye.
But at the same time, we'll be prepared to make a pick.
Yeah.
You know, we got some guys that we like. We've already targeted them. That's the last thing we do last night. We sit in with our scouts and we kind of target some guys that we'd like to get that are on our board that are in the next players. And man, if we can get a couple of those guys, we'll knock it out of the park.
Well, great. Hey, man. Good luck. I know it's a busy day. Thanks so much, Howie Roseman, for joining us here on Eagles Draft Live.